The first scripture today is from the book of Joel in the Old Testament, and verses 28 to 32. Then afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves in those days, I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the second reading is from the book of Acts, second chapter, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own language, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elams, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you supposed, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, on this Pentecost Sunday, as we consider the story of that first Pentecost, we ask that your Spirit come upon us as it did upon the disciples, and open our hearts and our minds to the meaning and truth that lies within these words. Amen. They say that any child in America can grow up to be president. So I ask you, when you were a child, did you dream of being president? Maybe you still do. I know that when I was young, many of my friends thought about being president, but I never did. No, the presidency never seemed to make it into my daydreams. However, there was a time when I had a dream, a real sort of dream about the presidency, you know, the kind of dreams you have at night. But however, in this dream, I was not the president. I was an advisor to the president. In this dream, I gave the president all the advice he needed to run the world. Most of the kids my age grew up dreaming that they would be president. I grew up dreaming that I would be Henry Kissinger. You younger folks will have to look that one up. This is the stuff of childhood. One dreams big and imagines great things, don't they? We are encouraged to dream about what we might be. Truck driver, pilot, astronaut, even president. It continues even as we get older, doesn't it? We get an education to fulfill our dreams. We meet people, we travel, we take lessons, and as we do, we live our dreams. Now, our dreams might have to get to be a little bit more realistic. They change with time and they begin to match one's gifts and abilities. I mean, when I was 10 years old, I dreamed of playing basketball with the Chicago Bulls. I gave up that dream when I reached 13 and I stopped growing. But we learn to adapt our dreams, and yet as our dreams change, they remain dreams. And for some of those dreams, they remain in our power to make them come true. And for many of us, we are living our dreams. We have meaningful careers, we raise happy families, we have accumulated some wealth, so we live in a good community. We are able to do many of the things we always dreamed of doing. And yet there are those who do not dream dreams, at least in the same way we do. There are those who do not envision a happy and a successful future. I was listening to a radio broadcast a while back about the youth of Chicago. The report found that the main goal of most of these children was to live until the age of 21. 21. Most of these children had no dreams other than surviving until they were 21 years old. The question was not, what do you want to be when you grow up? The question was, will you be when you grow up? And this is the life for some. They did not expect to live past the age of 21. So is there any wonder that there are all these problems with the youth in our cities? What point is there in studying if you're not going to ever need the knowledge? Why not get pregnant at 15? There is no point in waiting any longer. Why not steal? And so on. Peter, on the first Pentecost, preaches the first Christian sermon by saying, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And that is how the church started, with visions and dreams, with women and men seeing God's hand at work in the world, with the young and the old seeing the possibilities of God's future. That was the mission given to the church, and that still is the mission of the church, to help the young and the old and everyone in between to dream dreams, and to help the slaves and the slaves of all types of imprisonment envision freedom, to help men and women work beyond the realities that they are in to the improbable possibilities of God. And it does happen. While I served a church in Chicago, that church had a partnership with an inner city church, and part of that partnership included weekly tutoring sessions for Hispanic children who attended Chicago public schools. Now, to understand this situation for these children is to know that the assumption in these schools that these children would fail. The teachers, the principals, even the students themselves assumed that these children would drop out of school when they turned 16. And why not? These were the same students that did not expect to live past 21. So when the tutors went into the city, they discovered that the students who were defeated by the system were the ones they were going to tutor. And yet tutor them they did. And one tutor took an eighth grade boy who was flunking in every subject. It wasn't because he wasn't smart enough, it's just that no one had helped him see he could be successful in school. And yet, when someone believed in him, he began to believe in himself. The boy who was on a path to be a dropout before he reached high school not only graduated from high school, but went on to college and had dreams of becoming a doctor. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This is the message of Pentecost. It sometimes gets lost in the dramatic elements of the story with the rushing wind and the tongues of fire and the speaking in different languages. But what is clear from the story is that a group of men and women who had not the vaguest idea of what should happen next, the slightest hope that there was some future for this band of followers, they were energized to carry a message of salvation that has lasted 2,000 years. In a few minutes, we will be ordaining and installing the officers of this church. And we are, in a way, asking them to help us dream God's dreams. Oh, we ask them to do their jobs as deacons and elders, to visit the sick and to befriend the lonely and to plan our events and manage our finances. But those are just the tasks of their ministry. The job of their ministry of elders and deacons is to help us and our community dream the dreams that will help us meet the future. And yet this is more than a job for elders and deacons. It is really the job of the entire church today. If we are at all understanding the mission of the church, it is to bring out the ability to dream in those who no longer do so. Sometimes we manage to convey the message in words. More often, it is through our actions. Years ago, the Mississippi River in Illinois flooded, leaving many people with ruined homes, businesses, and farms. A year later, a church youth group went out to that area to help with the rebuilding. Working with local agencies, one of the places that they were assigned was to help repair a flood-damaged home of an 80-year-old farming couple. So demoralized by the tragedy, the couple had gone back to living in this unsafe home, and yet had not in the past year done a thing to fix it. When the youth group got there, they found the woman of the house friendly and helpful as they began their work of repairing the building and painting the walls inside and out. Each day for a week, they would arrive early in the morning and work until sunset. Each day, the woman would offer lemonade and would talk to them on their breaks. But never in that whole week did they talk with the old man who lived there. He seemed to disappear before they arrived and came home only as they were leaving. Never once did he say a word. The old woman said not to pay him any mind. The flood had broken his heart and his spirit. And so it was until the last day. That last day when the group arrived, they found the old man there in the house, dressed in work clothes, painting the last walls that the youth had yet to finish. I will pour out my spirit on your all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I have to believe that the Spirit is at work in this church. And I cannot wait to see what dreams God has for us. Amen.